This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and let's review the bidding on the Democratic side of the presidential race for a moment. With less than a month before the Iowa caucuses, Hillary Clinton is polling only a slim 3 points ahead of Bernie Sanders in Iowa. She's 4 points behind Sanders in New Hampshire, according to a recent NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Sanders has raised $33 million compared to Hillary's $37 million in the fourth quarter of last year. And in this election cycle, Sanders has received 2.5 million individual donations, more than any candidate in history. Sanders is a progressive, a traditional left-wing Democrat, although he owns a gun, apparently. But because of the supporters he's attracting right now, it makes him a disruptor to the Democratic Party's contemporary play for the center of the electorate, something Bill Clinton did in 1996 and Barack Obama has successfully done in both of his campaigns. Does Sanders redraw the Democratic Party's presidential map in 2016? We'll talk to Brad Bannon. He's a Democratic strategist and president of Bannon Communications. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks for having me on A Takeaway, John.
Bernie Sanders, of course, has a responsible political position in the left wing of the Democratic Party, but he's also a disruptor in the sense that he is attracting some new Democrats, some really old Democrats, and some who haven't been terribly enthusiastic about the Democrats for quite some time. How much of a disruptor is he, and how does he realign the Democratic Party if his candidacy should gain momentum between now and the convention?
Well, the story of Bernie Sanders is the political story of the millennial generation. They're at an age now where they're just getting interested in politics. I have two millennial children, and the Bernie Sanders campaign will have a lasting impact because the Sanders campaign is a way station for the millennial generation into American politics. And when the millennial population comes fully of age, they're going to fundamentally change American politics. They don't have any patience with the old norms. They are very hostile to the government. Sanders' is campaign is a way station to a very important generational movement in American politics.
How critical is it for Sanders to make a decisive victory showing in both New Hampshire and Iowa to continue this millennial disruption?
Well, I think he has to win both Iowa and New Hampshire. And the reason is, once you get through Iowa and New Hampshire, you go to a series of states that are very friendly towards Hillary Clinton. Once you get to South Carolina and Nevada, you run into diverse populations, large Latino populations, large black populations, and Hillary Clinton has very strong support among blacks and Latinos. And honestly, once you get down south, there aren't very many white liberals. You can fit in, for instance, in South Carolina, you could probably fit all the white liberals into a phone booth.
But millennials aren't only white. There are black and Hispanic and Latino millennials. And it seems to me that even some of the older voters, you know, if you look at what's gone on with Trump, there is a general sense of disaffection and frustration with the current kind of mainstream political rhetoric, if not the actual candidates. And I'm wondering if Sanders attracts some of that and is able to realign the party even more than just with millennials.
Well, the Democratic and Republican primaries are like apples and oranges. Large number, especially older Democrats, value experience. There's no value on experience in a Republican primary. The Republican primary electorate is very angry, and that is reflected in the rhetoric of the Republican candidates. Hillary Clinton has an easier time than one of the establishment Republicans like Jeb Bush, because especially older Democrats do value experience, which is totally useless in the Republican primary.
Brad Bannon, good luck explaining what a phone booth is to your millennial children, but thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, John.
Brad Bannon is a Democratic strategist and president of Bannon Communications. He spoke to us from Boston.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.